Continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilcha Sumnin, Halacha Dalid, paragraph Lamed Dalid. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein rotzo Yitzchok levorech eseisov, al yidei sheyetze hasode v'yoviloi matamim lecho. This is why we find that Yitzchok Avinu wanted to give Esav a bracha, and he needed Esav to first go out into the field and bring him something good to eat. Kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'tzei hasode, go out into the field, v'tzuda litzayid, and bring me something that you've caught, trapped. V'heviyali, bring it to me, v'echelo, and I'll eat it, v'avur tevorechecho nafshi, so that my soul will be able to bless you. Ki Esav rimoes oviv, Esav had tricked his father, ad shehoyosovur she'enai rosha, to the point where Yitzchak Avinu was under the impression that Esav was not a rosha. That's why Yitzchak Avinu wanted to send him out into the field, specifically, so that Esav should bring the Shefa from outside to inside, from out into the field, into the bayis, as we spoke earlier. And that would make him worthy of being able to receive blessings. Ki be'emes mi shehu ish kosher u'mamin betzadikim u'machzik oisom. Because the truth is, a Jew who is religious and believes in tzadikim and supports them, azay lefo'omim humayle gedoylo ma sheyotze lachutz lasode lasoik biskei malocho ma'asomatim. By such a person, sometimes it's a tremendous, tremendous benefit, the fact that he's going out into the field and working in his business or in his trade, whatever it is. He kol kavanosoi eino ilios ish sode chas v'shon, because by such a person, his intent is not to be a man of the field, rak hu yetze lefishur b'shvil parnoso, kadei sheyachnis hashefa v'avar parnoso michutz lepnim. He's simply going out for a couple hours a day, or a couple of weeks in the month, whatever it is, in order to bring the shefa and parnoso from outside to inside, because his main focus is being able to give the tzaddik what he needs to eat or to live. And such a person is certainly worthy of blessing. Because we learned earlier that the prerequisites to being able to bring the parnosa from outside to inside are tikkun abris and Shabbos, which are the concept of emuna. The emuna hi mekoyer habrochis, and emuna represents the source of all brochis, shemashlim kol habrochis, which is what completes all the blessings, kama shikosasashon, as we explained earlier, the one that completes the 6 and the 11. We had a lot of discussion about this earlier. V'alkein sovar Yitzchok she'esav hu b'china zois. Yitzchok Avinu thought that Esav was suited for this. He thought that the reason, that Esav's main reason for going out hunting and everything was to provide for Yitzchok Avinu, to support the Talmud Chacham, in which case what he was doing could be a major mitzvah. V'alkein omar lo yitzei hasodeh. That's why he told Esav, go out to the field, she'yetzei rak lefi shor, meaning that he should go out for a short period of time, v'tzuda litzoid, and trap for me a trapping. Shekol kavanoso yirach b'shvil oviv hatzadik, meaning that Esav should be focused, that his main reason for going out there is to take care of the tzadik, Yitzchok. Kidei sheitein la tzadik lechol, to give the tzadik to eat. Ki achilas hatzadik hu bebechinas lechem aponim, because the tzadik supporting himself is comparable in Kiddusha to the Lechem Aponim, to the holy bread that was in the Beis HaMikdosh. Umi sheyoytze lachutz voisik b'masomatnu mevi latzadik lecho umafane seysoi. A person who goes outside of the Beis Medrash, outside of the shul, he goes out into the world, in quotes, in order to do business, in order to bring the tzadik parnosa and support him, bevadai ashreloi. That person is certainly very fortunate. V'hu roi bevadai lechol habrochos. He is certainly worthy of all the blessings. Kidaiko al yedei zeh, because bedafka, by doing what he's doing, by leaving the Beis Medrash and going out into the place called Chutz, al yedei zeh machnis hashefa michutz lepnim. That person is involved in this process of transferring the shefa from Chutz to Pnim, me'achar shemefanis umachel as hatzadik, because of the fact that he is supporting and feeding the tzaddik, whose eating is comparable to the lechem haponim. Ponim means showbread, and it also means pnim, inside. The tzaddik's eating represents bringing the food inside the kedusha. That's how we transfer the shefa inside, as was expressed in that chapter in Likutei Moran. So in other words, this is a fact that we can't get away from. Hashem created the world in such a way that the shefa must start out chutz. It's got to be outside. Why? A number of reasons. We've discussed reasons such as the fact that because there wasn't anybody around to provide the isarusa de lesato, the activation from below, the initiation of creation, because of the fact that Hashem had to create the world for free, in a sense. Nobody did anything to merit it and to justify Hashem's creation in the beginning. So therefore, that was something a little bit defective about the creation. Because we said, when is something whole and pure? When somebody does something to deserve something, and then you give them something based on merit, that's called shlemus, that's called good. But when someone is giving without any justification at all, there's something not so good about that. There's a feeling that's imperfect in the one that's receiving, for starters, that they feel, even though it's nice to get a gift, it's nice to get something for free, but you can't compare the enjoyment in getting something for free to the enjoyment in earning something. So therefore, there was something incomplete about the creation, and as a result of that, it made it that when Hashem sends Shefa to the world, it can't be delivered in the perfect way, in the optimum way, which would be to deliver it right into the refrigerator of the tzaddikim, of the people that are learning Torah and everything. But rather, the Shefa has to be delivered in a place called Chutz. It has to first go to a place outside, and you have to have people that are going to bring it in from outside to inside. And now this is part of the sacrifice, in a sense, of the Zevulons. This is the responsibility of those people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael to help support those that live inside. Eretz Yisrael is called Pnim, inside. The outside of Eretz Yisrael is called Chutz La'aretz, outside of the land. Chutz means Mokon Chutz. This is the responsibility of the Zvulons, those Jews who aren't cut out to be learning full-time, etc. They are the ones who have the privilege, in a sense, of taking some of their time and using it to go Chutz, to go into the field, and bring and gather Parnosa. But that's not enough. If he simply gathers Parnosa and uses it only for himself, and he is not leading a Pnimius life, his life is not Pnim, his house is not Pnim so much, because even his house is sort of like the field, even his house is sort of Chutz, then he hasn't really completed the job. He hasn't really brought the Shefa from Chutz to Pnim. Whereas when such a person, who does go out to work for those couple of hours, a couple of weeks, or whatever it is, and then takes some of his Shefa and uses it for Tzadikim, they are definitely Bechinas Pnim. They are on the in. They're the insiders. And the Shefa that he's giving them, that's called transferring the Shefa from Chutz to Pnim. That's this concept of the Lechem Haponim in the Beis HaMikdash. This is why Yitzchok Avinu said to Esav when he was sending him out to hunt, Sono kelicho, talicho, v'kashtecho. Take your kelim and your bow and arrow and go out and hunt. Ze remez al tikkun abris ve'emuna. These terms reflect tikkun abris. The bow and arrow, the term keshes in Hebrew, which means a bow, is the same word for rainbow, which is the symbol of pigam abris.
The Gemara speaks about this, that when the flood, Noach's flood, happened, Hashem swore that I'll never do this again. If the world will ever be bad as they are now, and the main evil of that time, one of the main evils of that time, was Pegam HaBris, during the time of Noach's flood, as it says in the Chumash, Ki hishchis kol bosor es darkoy al oretz. So Hashem said, what I'll do is I'll put the rainbow in the sky, and that'll be a symbol that were it not for the fact that I promised you that there wouldn't be a flood, there would be a flood. You're so bad that there would be a flood. So we see that the keshes is the symbol of the concept of bris. Tikkun HaBris or Pegam HaBris. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was one of the great tzaddikim. When he passed away, they made an announcement in Gan Eden, clear the way, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is coming. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, one minute, who is this? He's so great, let me ask him a question. He asked him, I want to ask you a question. During your lifetime, was the rainbow ever seen? Because if it was, then you're not so great. Implying that what reflects tzaddik is one whom during his entire lifetime, the rainbow was never shown in the world. Because he had such a level of purity in Tikkun HaBris that it was a protection for the world in a sense. So here Rav Nosson Zal writes that these terms that are being used here, kashtecha, which means the keshes, the rainbow or the bow, zeremez al tikkun HaBris ve'emuna, shaydeze machnisin ha-shefa michutz lepnim, which is what helps a person bring the shefa from outside to inside. Kel yecho zebechina semuna. The term kel yecho, which means your vessels, your kelim, represents semuna. Ki emuno hu bechinas kli shemekabeles kol habrochas. Because emuna represents the vessel into which all brochos are placed. As the pasuk says, ish emunois rav brochos. V'chol ha-hashpois, v'chol ha-oirois, v'ha-sogas ha-lukus, and all types of shefa, and all types of light, and all types of heavenly understanding, the vessel for it all is emuna. Ki iev shalakabel shum ha-soga, v'shum brocha, v'shefa gashmias v'ruchnias, kim al-yidei emuna. It's impossible for a Jew to achieve any level of real understanding of Hashem, or to receive any type of shefa or bracha from Hashem without emuna. Shehu b'chinas malchus, which is synonymous with kingdom, shehi mido achroina, which is the last attribute of Hashem. When we list the 10 midos of Hashem, malchus is the bottom one, the last one. Shehu b'chinas kli klula me hakoil, that represents a keli that includes in it all the others. Shederech shom nimshochim kol hashpois vabrochos. It's via the malchus, via the emuna, that a Jew receives all shefa and brocha. Ukamai shekosu batoranal, as is brought in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, ki sheemuna hi mashlim kol habrochos. Emuna is what completes all the blessings. Ki kulam nimshochim al yodo, all blessings come through emuna. Ki hi bechinas kli machzik brocha. Emuna represents the vessel that's able to contain the blessing. Bebechinas lo imotza kadosh baruch hu kli machzik brocha ela hasholoim. Because we know the Gemara makes a statement that the best vessel that can contain blessing is sholoim, peace. Vesholoim hu bechinas emuna. And sholoim and emuna are synonymous. Faith and peace go together. Bechinas Shabbos Shalom. We know that one of the nicknames of Shabbos is peace. Shalom Aleichem, we sing that. And Shabbos is the sign of faith of a Jew. Shabbos shows whether you believe in Hashem or don't believe in Hashem. Okay, now, just for a moment. Two proofs to show that Emuna Malchus is a keli. At the Seder night, when we sit at the table, we have three matzahs, we have the zroa and the egg, the shank bone and the egg is 4 and 5. We have the moror in the middle is 6. We have the charoses on the right is 7. We have the karpas on the left, which is 8. And we have the chazeres, the lettuce or whatever, which is 9. We have 9 items altogether. However, what's the one that holds it all together? The ka'ara, the plate. The plate that's used in which you keep all of those items. You know what I'm talking about? The seder plate. That's called the malchus. That represents the malchus. And that, because the malchus is that item which contains in it all the other items. It itself is nothing. What's a plate? You can't eat a plate. You can't. And yet, without the seder plate, all of those other things, where are you going to put them? They have to have a place to stand on. They have to have a keli in which to be contained. The keli is the ka'ara, and that's the malchus. That's why the Hebrew word ka'ara is bigimatria 365. The three represents the three upper midot of Hashem, Chochma Bina and Das, or Kesechma Bina, which are hundreds. The 60 represents the six next qualities, Chesed Gvura Teferes, Netzach Hod Yesod. The five, the letter He in Hebrew, represents Malchus always, feminine. The He at the end of the world, which denotes, at the end of a word, which denotes feminine. So that's one example to show you how we compare the Malchus to be that Keli which contains everything else inside of itself. It itself seems to be nothing. Faith. What's faith? It's you can't touch it. You can't eat it. And yet it's everything. Without it, you have nothing. Without it, all your chachmas and everything are empty. And with it, everything takes on meaning. A second proof for this is, when we say, the Gemara says that when a Jew says the words Poseach es yodecho umasbia lechol chai rotzon, you're supposed to concentrate, because that's where you're talking about Hashem providing with parnosa. That's where you're really showing that you believe it's coming from Hashem. Hashem should open his hands and give me what I need. The first letters of the words lechol chai rotzon spell the word Rochel, which is one of the nicknames of the Malchus. The Malchus, the Emun of Hashem, is compared to Rochel many times. Whole discussion why. But here we see Poseach es yodecho, Hashem opens his hands and gives us via the Malchus. The Malchus, the Emunah, represents that Keli through which a Jew receives everything that he receives. This is why Yitzchak Avinu was telling Esav, go out and take your Keli with you. Take Emunah with you. Because that's going to be the Keli into which Hashem can give you Shefa. V'zeh sono kelecho. This is why we find another interpretation. The Gemara says, what did Yitzchak mean when he said, take your kelim, take your tools? V'dor shuazal, bedoik sakinoch, v'shchoit yofeh, sheloi tachilein in avela. The Gemara says that Yitzchak was saying to Esav, check your knife well, and make sure that you shecht properly, so that you don't feed me in avela, you don't feed me meat that wasn't slaughtered properly. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki hashchito hi bishvil ha'olas hanefoshois mechai lemedaber ki yodua. The purpose of shchito is to elevate the soul of the animal from the level of chai, which is that of an animal, at where it becomes available to a human being to be able to be eaten kosher by humans, where it becomes medaber, the meat of the animal that the person eats and digests, and it becomes part of a human being, thereby that nefesh that was in the animal is being elevated to the level of medaber. Because there are many Jewish souls that are found, that are sent down to the world again in animals, in chayas and behemis, shetzrichim lahaloisam olavarom ayde mitzvah shchita, whereby we have a responsibility to elevate those souls and to refine them via the mitzvah shchita. V'chol gilgulei nefoshos nimshach mebechinas yesh hevel hashanas al oratz hamavur b'toranal. The whole concept of gilgul is related to what we spoke about earlier, about the breath, about the vapors, the good vapors and the bad vapors going to bad people and good people. Shal yidei hakisufim roim, as a result of having bad desires, shemehem nasim nefoshos roim, that creates bad souls, umizgalgalim. And these souls have to keep coming back, begilgul, again and again, ad sheyecholam lahachti chas Hashem, to the point where they can actually cause other sins, other Jews to sin. Right. Ukishein shovim b'tshuva, and when these people do not do tshuva, Azai muchrochim lezgalgel b'chayis v'behemois kifi pigama kisufim v'nefoshes. They're forced to come back to this world in the form of animals, based on the degree of the type of pigam they made in their desires and in the nefoshes that they created. Utzrichim levarom alasakno idea shchita, and you have to purify them and correct them by shchita. Umachmas sheyitzchok sovar sheesav yochel achnes hashefa michutz lepnim. Because of the fact that Yitzchok was under the impression that Esav was religious, that he was good, and that he has the ability to bring the parnosah from chutz lepnim, misod el habayis, shezeh yefsher kima idei tikkun habris v'emuna, which we learned earlier is impossible unless the person has tikkun habris and emuna, shaydei zeh hu bal nefesh, that's what elevates him to be a real bal nefesh, sheoiseh umisakei nefoshes toivim. What happens is that he's zochet to make and fix good souls, shaydeze machnis na shefa michutz lepnim, which gives him the ability to take the shefa from outside to inside. Kamash kosev shom, alkein hizkir loy kol b'chinoy seile. This is why Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav all of these different issues. V'ze sono kelecho, take your tools, b'doik sakinoch. This means check your knife. Shehu tikkun hashchita, shehu tikkun hafoshes. Which means do the shechita properly, which means handle the tikkun of the souls properly. V'zehu bedoik sakinoch u'shvoi choyt yope. Check your knife and shecht well. Ki tzrichim sheyeh hasakin sheshechtem bo'y lahawai sanefesh, sheyeh sholem b'shleimus godol b'li shum pegam kol shuchas shom. Because the knife that a Jew is going to be doing to elevate a soul from behemot to Adam, to make meat kosher, that knife has to be checked, has to be perfect, without any nick in it. Ki b'shleimus hasakin shel hashchita yefsher ki malde emuna shehi shleimus kol advorim. Because it's impossible for a shchita knife to be 100% without emuna, which is the shleimus of everything. Interesting, I don't remember whether Rav Moshe Zal is going to bring this here, but the Gemara speaks about checking the knife 12 different ways. It's called the Yud Beis Bedikos of the Sakan of a Shechet. And we learned earlier that the number 12 represented Shleimus Emunah. 6 and 11 represent deficient, defective. 12 represents a Shleimus Emunah. Nimtza, we see from here, Shesono Kelecho Marameis al Shleimus Emunah. That when Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav, take your tools, he was alluding to making your emunah solid, shehi ikra keli amachzik brocha. That's how Esav would be preparing a keli to receive the brocha from Yitzchok. Sheze biatzmoi shleimus hasakin shel hashchita. That's what's represented by the solid, the wholeness of the knife, the shchita knife. Shaydeze malin hanefoshes kanal. That's what gives a Jew the ability to elevate souls. He can elevate the souls relative to the faith that he has, relative to the good desires that he have, which comes from faith. V'zehu teliecha v'kashtecha. This is why he also said, take your bow and arrow. V'ze b'chinas tikkun habris shekol mishnei b'chinas bris ilo v'tator. This is alluding to tikkun habris, which presents itself on two levels. We learned this earlier, the upper level of tikkun habris and the lower level. Dahainu tikkun habris kodesh. One level was purity in terms of things related to women, v'lamdan be'isur v'heter. And the second level of tikkun habris meant becoming very learned in Torah Shebal Peh, in six levels of Mishnah. Ushneim nekroim beloshen klizayin, and both of these are referred to as tools of war, as weapons. Cherev v'keshes, the sword and the bow. Kishmira sabris nekro keshes, b'chinas keshes sabris, because keeping the covenant, tikkun habris in terms of men and women, that's referred to as the bow. Keshes sabris, b'chinas nekro beloshen cherev, and it is also called the sword. There's a pasuk that says, strap your sword to your loins, you powerful warrior. And we know that according to the Torah, powerful gibor is one who conquers his yetzahara in tikkun habris. Kishom ikra milchama liyos gibor akavishas yitzroi. Because that's where the main battle takes place, in a Jew being able to conquer his Yetzirah when it comes to Tikkun HaBris, when it comes to women, that issue. V'chein lamdan b'toirah, and so to a person who is zecher to become learned in Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, in Shisha Sidre Mishnah, Nikra Gamkein Beloshna Chizas Cherev Uklei Zayin. He's also referred to as one who's holding his weapon, his sword, Lilchoim Milchamta Shel Torah, to do the battle of Torah. Kamei Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Kulam Achuzei Cherev Melumdei Milchama, that all the men that surrounded Shlomo HaMelech were all holding swords, and they were all knowledgeable in battle. And the Torah says that it refers to Milchamta Shel Torah, they were all Tamidei Chachamim. V'alkein Omar Beloshin Telyecha. This is why Yitzchak Avinu used the word Telyecha for sword instead of saying Charbacha. Why didn't he use the word sword? Zemarames al Bechinas Lamdon. Telyecha implies one who becomes very learned in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. Shetzorech Levarer Kol Dinei HaTorah. It's one who has to refine all the laws of the Torah. Lipshoit ulevarer kol hasfekois vaybayis, to resolve all the questionable items, all those items. Vezehu telicha shehuloshen hasfekois vaybayis shem tluyim besofek. The word talui means dangling. Something that's dangling means it's unresolved. We're not sure. Is it like this or like that? You follow? So that's why Yitzchak Avinu used this word telicha vekashtecha, referring to the two levels of Tikkun HaBris. Telyecha refers to the one who becomes learned in Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara Shulchan Aruch, where his main job is to clarify those items that are dangling. Shezeh Iker Yegiyas HaLimud. This is where the main struggle in learning is involved. Levarer Kol Advorim HaTluyim B'Sofek. In order to be able to clarify those items that are questionable, Kedei Shivarer Kol Dinei HaYisr V'Amutar Aburian, in order to be able to clarify all the laws of what's permissible and forbidden. So that's the Telyecha that Yitzchak Avinu was referring to. V'kashtecha, and your bow and arrow, hu b'chinas Tikkun HaBris, that refers to Tikkun HaBris, shenikra keshes, which is called a bow. Hainu, sheyitzchok rimeiz loy kol hatikunim shetzrichim kedei shiyuchal ha'achnes ha'shefa michutz lefnim, yisod elabayis. Yitzchak Avinu was giving instructions to Esav in code. He was telling him all the ingredients that he would need and all the prerequisites that he would need to be able to bring the shefa from the outside to the inside, which are Shehem Tikkun HaBris Bebeis Bechinois. Number one is the two types of Tikkun HaBris, Shehem Bechinas Tzadik V'Lamdan, which we referred to earlier as the level of Tzadik and the level of Lamdan. The Tikkun HaEmuna, the third item is perfection of emuna. That's the kelyecha, the keli, shehu shleimus kol habrochos, which is what completes all the blessings. Shaydei kol ze oisim umesaknim nefoshos toivim. When a Jew has these items, the two forms of Tikkun HaBris and the emuna, that's what gives him the ability to create good souls. Shaydei ze zoichin sheyachnis hasheva v'parnosa michutz lepneim. That's what gives a Jew the ability to bring the parnosa from outside to inside. Shezeu b'chinas v'tzei hasoder v'tzuda litzayid v'avio livoichelo. This is why the pasuk says that he told him, go out into the field, hunt, and bring me food. And I'll eat. Sheyelech l'soda l'chutz k'dei l'hovi parnosa v'achilat tzadik. He was telling him to go outside into the field to bring parnosa and food for the tzadik. Va'oz hoye bevadai roye lekabel habrochos shekulam nishlamim v'nem shochma idei emuna shetluyah b'tikkun HaBris v'kanal. And then he would certainly be worthy of receiving the blessings which are all completed and drawn through emuna and Tikkun HaBris. Avol be'emes Esav hoye rochoik mizeh betachlis. Whereas we know the real truth, which is that Esav was as far away from this as you could possibly imagine. Ki Esav hoye ish sodeh mamish. Because Esav was a real man of the field. Shaya rat b'chutz. He was only an outdoors person. V'lo rotza lichnois lefnim l'toch ha'kedusha klal. He did not want to enter inside, into the Kedusha whatsoever. V'al kein k'siv. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayelech Esav hasode lotzu tzayit lohovi. Esav went out to the field to trap a trapping to bring. Af me'agezel, k'moy shomazal. The Gemara says, when it says why does it have to tell us he went out? What do we think, he went hunting in the kitchen? Why does the Torah bother saying, so he went out to hunt? The Gemara says it's teaching us that he went out and he wasn't concerned about stealing. He wasn't concerned about getting his own. He would be willing to take away someone else's also. V'zehu sheYitzchak omar lo v'tzei hasodeh. This is why it says that Yitzchak Avinu said to him, go out to the field, ube'esed ksiv, vayelech esav hasodeh. By esav, it doesn't say vayetzei. It doesn't say he went out to the field. It says he went in the field. Ki Yitzchak omar lo tzei hasodeh. When Yitzchak said, go out to the field, he was implying that his impression of Esav is that Esav is also an inside man. It's just that Esav is the one who has permission and who's willing to go outside at times to do what needs to be done, to do the job, to bring in the food. That's why Yitzchak said to him, go out, implying right now you're inside, you have to go out. Hizkir loshen yitzia. That's why Yitzchak Avinu used the term go out. Avol be'esav ksiv. Whereas when the Torah describes what Esav did, it doesn't say he went out. It says he went. Vayelech Esav asode loshen halicha ki be'emes lo yhoisan echsheves etzloi liyitzia klal. Because for Esav to go out to the field, he didn't have to go out at all. Rak lahalicha. For him, that was his place. His place where he always was the field. Kishom basode ikar mekoyimai. That was where he hung out most of the time. V'alkein hizkira kosev etzlo yiloshin alicha v'loyiloshin yitzia. Ki eino nechshev etzlo yitzia me'achrat shesham mekoyimai. That's why the Torah does not say he went out to the field. It simply says he went to the field because for him it didn't involve going out at all. That was his place. Ki hu chitzoini mamish. Because Esav is the outside. V'alkein be'emes loyki b'labrochos. That's why he was unable to receive the blessings. Ki loy chofetz b'brocho batirchach me'anu. There's a pasuk that says that one who doesn't desire blessing, the blessing is far from him. Rak Yaakov ki b'labrochos, ki hoyo ishtam yoshev oyelim. And this is why it's only Yaakov Avinu that received the blessings, because he was ishtam, a simple, sincere person, who sat inside the tents. Ishtam daika. Note what the pasuk says about him. He was simple, tam. Ki zocho le'emuna shlemo shubachinas ishtam. Yaakov Avinu was zocho to real solid faith in Hashem, where a person who has solid faith, we call him a simple person, a whole person. The word tam means whole, and it also means simple. Bechinas tmimus ushlemus. This refers to being whole, complete. Ki ikar shleimus kol advorim v'chol habrochos hi emuna kanal. Because we explained earlier, the main thing that makes everything whole is emuna. V'al kein ne'emar b'Yaakov be'eis shekibel habrochos. This is why the Torah says that when Yaakov Avinu received the blessings, re'ei reyach b'ni kereyach soda asher berachoy Hashem. That when Yitzchak Avinu smelled the clothing that Yaakov Avinu was wearing, those special clothing, remember, that his mother Rivka gave him, he said, you know, I see the aroma of my son, and it smells like the field which Hashem has blessed. Rav Nosson Zal says, Kereach Sode Daika. Look at what the Torah compares it to the smell of a field. Shehu Bechinas Sode Digdusha, Bechinas Sde Gan Eden. That's what's represented by the holy field. Gan Eden is called a holy field. Shehu b'chinas chakal tapuchim kadishin, as is known in the writings of the Arizal, which refers to a field of holy apples. That's one of the nicknames of Gan Eden. Shehu b'chinas kedushas Shabbos. This symbolizes the holiness of Shabbos. Shemal in oz misod elabayis. On Shabbos, we elevate things from outside to inside, from the field to the house. Shekol ze hu hepech hasode shel Esav, which is the opposite of Esav's field, shehoyo is ish sode. Esav was a real man of the field. He was only outside. Ki Yaakov zocho l'shmiras habris v'emuna. Yaakov Avinu is the one who was zocho to tikkun habris and to faith. Bechinas Shabbos, Shaydeze Zochel Kabbalah Brochas. That's what gave him the ability to receive all the blessings. Ki Zochel Achnes HaShefa Michutz Lefnim. He was the one who was Zochel to bring the Shefa from the outside to the inside. Al Kain Nismach Miyad Achar Kareach Soda Sheberuchay Hashem. This is why, as soon as it says that Yitzchok Avinu smelled Yaakov Avinu, and he smelled like Gan Eden, he smelled like a holy field, right away Yitzchok Avinu blessed him and said, V'yitein lecho ho'lokim mital ha'shamayim, may Hashem bless you with the dew from heaven. Sheheim ha'brochos shekibel al yedei tikkun ha'sod ha'daika. This is the blessings which Yaakov Avinu received by fixing up the field. Ki kishezoichen lesakin b'china sode, lahalois mi sode labayis, because when one is zoichet to elevate from the field to the house, shezel b'chinas kabolas Shabbos, we said that that's something that the Jews do in the beginning of Shabbos. We remember we said that's why the Arizal and his students used to go out into the field Friday night to say l'chodo b'netze asode, oz zoichet ma'idezeh daika l'kabol kol habrochot shenem shochem yishabbos emuna. That's how the person is zoichet to receive all the blessings which come from Shabbos, which come from Emunah, Shehi Mekoyer HaBrocha, Shabbos is the source of all blessing. U'kemuva b'kavona Shabbos, as the Arizal explains, when he discusses this item about Shabbos, Sheyesh Soda de Sitra Achra, V'yesh Soda de Kedusha. There's a field of the Sitra Achra, that's Esav's field, and there's a field of Kedusha, which symbolizes the field which Yaakov Avinu made a tikkun for, by elevating things from Sode to Bayis.
When we say a blessing of food, we're elevating.
Exactly. Elevating any soul that's in that food. Exactly. Exactly.
Seems hard. We come back to correct what we did wrong. But when we come back to correct, there's a chance that we can get further, deeper.
Most definitely. This is a very clear statement of fact. That usually when a person is sent back to this world, when Hashem sends a Jew to this world a second time to correct things, there's a definite potential for him to mess things up even worse than they were before. That's why Rabbi Nizal once made a comment that if a Jew is ever asked in the heavenly court, which do you prefer, Gehenim or going back to earth, Begilgul, the better choice is Gehenim. Because in Gehenna, at least you're safe. It's very painful, but you know once you serve your time, you go into Gan Eden. You can't make it worse at all. Whereas coming back to this world, there are things that a Jew could do, which could create a situation where he can't even get into Gehenna. He's saying that that despite the fact that a person is being sent here literally because he did imperfectly, he scored a 97 on the test last time, and he's being sent down to correct those last three questions, and in the process he's going to make a whole new set of mistakes that he's got to come back more times, you know, to fix those than what was left, the damage that was done the first time. One of the most important aspects of the tikkun is the shechita. That if the animal is slaughtered according to all the laws of the Torah, the knife going through those 12 checkings, which represents emuna, and the bracha being made, you know, and all the different things that need to be done, that's what elevates that soul, elevates that nefesh, to a degree. And then when a religious Jew eats that meat and makes a bracha on it, or they use it for Shabbos or something, Shabbos Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, then again, it's a major elevation.
The fact that people come back as animals is such, so they can't really mess it up, right?
Can't mess it up themselves as much as human beings being able to mess them up. I'm not sure completely. For that, you have to study the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal has a book. One of his sforim is Shar HaGilgulim, where he explains there how this works, why it works this way, under what circumstances a person would come back this way, and how they complete themselves. All the details.